In focus today, fake news. Prepackaged television announcements from the government are nothing new, but the U.S. government is producing a broader array of them that local television stations in this country broadcast more often than ever before. VOA's Brent Hurd reports on this growing phenomenon that some call fake news.
This broadcast looks, feels, and sounds a lot like a local news report, complete with someone who appears to be a reporter.
In addition to being disease-resistant, the rainbow papaya has been noted to be juicy and flavorful.
It tastes great.
In Hilo, Hawaii, I'm Jennifer Prediger reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The minute-and-a-half video, produced by the Department of Agriculture, describes the benefits of genetically modified papaya. But it's a press release with images, according to Charles Davis of the University of Missouri School of Journalism. He says such video news releases, or VNRs, are not news at all. They often present one point of view without criticism, failing the test of objective reporting.
There is nothing inherently wrong with a video news release. The difference is when it's packaged and displayed as legitimate, independent news, when it's anything but.
Most video news releases cover subjects that local television stations consider newsworthy. They range from information about how to recognize a new American $50 bill to Iraqi Americans supporting regime change in Baghdad. But Professor Davis says viewers can rarely tell the difference between VNRs and actual news. The U.S. government has produced film and video packages for decades. Joseph Angotti, a former television executive and now professor of journalism at Northwestern University, says local broadcasters rarely aired them. But times have changed.
Local news stations are inclined to use these stories now for a couple of reasons. It's cheap. It fills airtime. They don't have to assign reporters. They don't have to spend any money at all, in effect, to put what appears to be a news story on the air and fill the newscast.
Professor Angotti says television stations should reveal the source of these stories, but that rarely happens.
The people I blame are the people who own and operate the stations that use these things. They're the ones who are compromising public trust. Local television stations have their own political agendas. And now it's routine for an audience to know that a particular local station is owned by a conservative organization or by a liberal organization.
I don't think it's intentional deceit.
John Doolittle is a former journalist and journalism professor at the American University here in Washington.
Local stations, particularly in the age of satellite delivery, get hundreds of these kinds of resources fed to them, whether they use them or want them or not.
Video news releases are provided free of charge via satellite or the internet to local stations like WVIR of Charlottesville, Virginia. David Cupp is a former news director for the station, which broadcasts nearly 5 hours of news each weekday.
I can't imagine any broadcast journalists deliberately misleading, but inadvertently, it can certainly happen when you have a lot of time to fill under tremendous deadline pressure and have people making choices that may not be as fully thought out as they should have been.
Some scholars argue that the U.S. government is exploiting this growing vulnerability by producing so many free video news releases. But Charles Davis of the University of Missouri says both the U.S. government and local news stations are to blame for the current situation.
This is clearly a Bush-era phenomenon. I'm not sure if it's attributable to the Bush presidency or the fact that we're just at the moment in history in which government-employed public relations people figured out the brilliance of this strategy, which is we'll hide people, call them reporters when they're really not, and the broadcast outlets will pick it up.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office, Congress's investigative arm, recently called some VNRs covert propaganda and advised federal agencies not to produce prepackaged messages that fail to identify the source of the material. But many analysts say the best way to clean up fake news is to promote greater transparency on all sides. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.